Netzachon Yuchis Koisha. It's a big toast in the world, but the Olam don't love the Yisoidus of Yuchis Koisha. As I even said, the last time from Ramah, Ramah said that a person, Alamol, the Ramah Yuchis, when a person is Pasul Eidus, the Ramah says, as Medaf Moidia Zayn the Eidim before that, and you're not Nifsul, as the Asach Alochis and Menschen Weisen Nisht. Und wollen der Alochis, also er sagt, als Menschen weiß nicht, so Hilchis Koisher. So der Ramos sagt, als Hilchis Koisher, people don't know. Someone told me that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, also das Otto Sefer Musa, Hilchis Yosher, so in der Akdome dort steht, you want to give an example, you can learn Mishnebura, Asach Mol, and you weiß nicht kein Pshat. He says, Amol Milan, Hilchis Koisher, Asach, Asach, und ich hab's auch nicht kein Pshat. So weiß ich, Hilchis Koisher, und das sei eine Mumche zu sein, Hilchis Koisher. You have to know how to listen. Yichis Koisha is nishken. It's easy aloha. But the Maisa will see kimat mikemish machan and Shabbos azach on nichshel in Shabbos. So even this Shabbos we see a lot of nafkiminis la Maisa. It's two ikr shittas in Yichis Koisha. It's shittas Rambam Arif that is lekula almas three madreges in Koisha. Shittas Rambam in the Arif Kesher de reise is meise umen en le oilom. Kesher le kayome ve le meise umen. You have to have two tnoim to zayn de reise. If you have one of the tnoim, as se nishken meise umen, oder it's a meise umen, aber se nishken le oilom, then it's a kesher de rabbonon. If nishken meise umen, und nish le oilom, this is mutter. So the reise is umen le'oilom, the rabbonin is other umen, other le'oilom, one of the miles, and if it doesn't have none of the miles, siz mutter le'katchile. Baut mi omazbe. Shita saramo, this is ikar unzere shita, meise umen, nish meise umen, we don't know what is meise umen michlam. We have, b'mele we have a zay klal, zog the ramo. Le'oilom, the reise. Le'oilom means over half a year. More from a week, the Rabbonon. Less from a day, mutar lekatchile. Over half a year, the Reise. More from a week, the Rabbonon. Less from a day, it's mutar. From a day till a week, lekatchile, we makpid that it's also, shas atchak, we make it. So, nochamol. Kesher that is oimed for less than 24 hours is mutar. More from 7 days, it's already also. Lekatchile, even also after 24 hours. If it's over half a year, it's the reise. So we pass in la locha like the Ramo, kesher that is oimed for half a year is the reise, for a week is the rabbonon. If it's less than 24 hours, it's mutter. And like at chile, from 24 hours till a week, we also machne. Afilo hochi zog the Ramo, we are choishesh also to the Rambam. Where is the nafkamine? That kesher umen, we are not matir. Even Lizman. So we are passing like this. Le'olam is also, for a week, more from a day, the Rabbonon. For 24 hours is Mutter. Aber Kesher Umen is Alamal also. Now, what is Kesher Umen? The boats they have as a Kesher Umen, and the people that take the camels have a Kesher Umen. Dasi the Psak. Zog the Ramo, every double knot is the Kesher Umen. I want to be masber. Here's the toys, the first toys that I saw the Welt. You know, I was doing with someone even today. It's not much a toys of the Welt hot. What is a knot? A knot is in a shoe, every person does, normal people, they make a knot and a bow. The bottom one is a knot. The top one is a bow. A double knot is one, two. Midoraisa, you're not allowed to make a knot, is one. Now, normally if you make one, it runs away. It's ain't a miskayim. So it's mutter. Abelulitzur, we will find one that is not miskayim. So like the Rosh Hashanah and Auerbach, a metal wire, when you make one, it doesn't go back. You're not allowed to. Even one. Midoraisa. A knot doesn't mean double knot. A knot means one. Now, if it doesn't run away, for example, our shoes. we make a knot and a bow. The knot doesn't run away. Deiraisa. Any person that ties a shoe in Shabbos is doing a kosher deiraisa. What is the tzad that it's mutter? Because it's less than 24 hours. On the moshul, some lazy people that make the tie the shoe and then they slip it off for the next chveis nishvos. So the chutz nish b'seder, the chayv skile. Chayv skile. Push it. No, you could say, b'shas ma'isa is a whole chkir, I'm not sure if I managed to go into it today. What would it be when he made the knot, he was planning to be on Nul Bacher. Then he got Ur's a bad mood, he just kicked off his shoe. Why I'm saying it, no, I saw Mamish Bochim and Nichshel. A lot of Bochim tied his shoe Shabbos morning. Some Bochim have like Shabbos shoes and weekday shoes. So they tie the shoes Shabbos morning, they come for the deer by night, all for Zestaza, they pull it off. Next week they will open it. Sometimes it's over 7 days. If they made it, they made the tile of Moshul Lel Shabbos. It could be over 7 days. They push a nichshel in Yisrael Deiraisa. So this is the first mistake. I will remind it soon more, but I want before we start, I see the Navisa Michlal. What we tie the shoes, the heter of tying shoes is, it's we using a heter of kesher lezman. The Moshul, Rav Neivert is machmir, that if someone, the Moshul, tied his Shabbos shoes last week, he forgot. He slipped them off. Now, Friday he was somewhere, it was snowing, he was walking back. Shabbos morning is a nice weather, he wants to put on his Shabbos shoes. He takes out the Shabbos shoes, he sees, not a double knot, a normal knot. It's also midairaisa to order, mid the rabbanon at least, if it's over a week, it's the rabbanon, it's also mid the rabbanon to open the shoes. Not a knot. We call this a knot. One with a bow. What Chazal call a niva, it's not what we do. If you only do the top one, this is a niva. What we do is a kesher. Kesher is the algab of a niva. The Ramot Paskin hot adin kesher. No, the heter is lezman. The first one will not stay. So I'll tell you, Stam, the Moshav Shem Zaman Erev Ba'achot Asach Chshein Echkir, just a bit of the Masbir. What would it be if a person made the first one Erev Shabbos and the second one in Shabbos? So Be'etzem, in Shabbos he did only one. But Lema'isa, the second one could stand. So the second one doesn't need to have the first one. The first one, if you don't do the second knot, it slips off. But if you made one knot, and then you made a second knot, so Shazaman says, could be it's not a chot shiur. Shiur sholem. But maybe Lemoshul, everyone if the tzitzis opens a little bit in Shabbos. Could be a isul deraisa too strong. Not only a isul derabonon. Because you're taking the top knot and you're putting it on the first knot in the kesher. So you have to very much makpid. I said a lot of bochim, machnazei, so shayla b'chir b'chatos. Some people say it's not miskayim. Normally it goes off after a couple hours. Ain't nechanamim. That is pasul le'edus as a mensch. Yeah, but if you know that it's not miskayim. Yeah, but if you know for sure it will go away. What if you know for sure after a couple hours it will go away? Pashtus, the chikilet take out of the tzad, as David did. But Pashtus... This I'm saying. This is what he's saying. The ma'aser suffering of chikrelev. Maybe we'll get it. The chikrelev tak is mistapik. What would be if someone makes a knot? We'll see the marshal. Malbim will see the marshal. Someone makes a knot in a sour stick. No. It's totally in this lumdus. We'll see because the ma'aser food is not miskayim, but he doesn't have an Indian knot in miskayim. We'll see in a second. Okay, the machleg. The ma'aser most shit is sold that in food is kosher as mut. But I want first, if we get the Yisoydus, we see there's a lot of Zachen, possibly people were born up different, and they made a mention Machen Tausim. Let me get a bit of vital. A person gets Glile in Shabbos afternoon. So the normal Nusaf HaTeir is when you have as eclipse, and that's all. So this is Eilech Hanami. But in the Osaf HaTeir is, you just made a bow, a knot, and a bow. Say that. But the problem is, Shabbos Mincha, the next time this shul are using this, it's next Shabbos. It's over 7 days. But many are not allowed to do the glila. So the machmirim, the ma'aser, what the machmirim do is, they only make one knot, and they roll around and they stuff it in. You'll never see a choshev guy makes a knot in a bow when he gets glila in mincha. Maybe he doesn't get glila, but it's not a shayim. But we'll see. If Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, was makbid in zichron Moshe, to nemen glila. שבזמן אירבך הוא זמק בין איזה חמישה צנן על גלילה. אז זו קצה המצווה דוי רייסה, זה מלבישוי, אז איבס לדין מלביש התאטה, זה המצווה זה מלביש הספר תאירה, ומן שמבזה דס for no reason, ומילה, הוא זמק בין איזה בטן צנן על גלילה. מק בין איזה בטן צנן על גלילה. גלילה זה יוח, חושב לזך. הוא אפילו צנן לשניש בקוד הדיק. זה המצווה דוי רייסה, מדף. אבל בכל מקרה, רבי נשן שבס אל מנחה. What? Pasht made 8, but there's 8 days to next Shabbos. It's more than 7 days. Bible will see 8 days. What would be the marshal? Before I live in Shabbos, only a little bit, so when I would get Gilim Minche, I would come to the same Shulma to Shabbos, open the Sevetei, and I'm doing that. We'll see if it helps or not. I had al das that Moshe Shabbos, I'm coming back to the Shul, and I'm going to do it, and make the night after. And once it was locked, I had to get a key from the cabin. You come to a place that if you don't make a zazach, the glila will not stand. Some places give a melamed heter, the tzarech mitzvah, but the meister, the machmirim, the might be not to do it. But it's mitzvah. I had a suffix, a suffix, with Rabbi Yashiv, back and forth a couple of times, last tkufa. What if you made one knot? Instead of making a tie, you put a scotch tip on it. So now it holds it. So you chayev a knot. Why? Rabbi Yashiv said, Avada, you're not chayev. Why? Rabbi Yashiv tied it. Also, maybe it could be. But Rabbi Yashiv has to be a tzur of a kesher. One metal holds. And neither, Chazal said that even if a bow normally is not a kesher, and neither al-gabi kesher, we look at it like one piece. We look at it like one system. But it doesn't mean that everyone has one tie. If he puts his hand, it helps. That's what you're asking. But because of the Maaseh, the Rambam was mechadish to us that a bow on top of a knot is a dim kesher. You could have said, no, has to be a kesher. If it stands himself good, you want, make two, make three, till it stands. But it has to be a tzur of a kesher. So like the Rambam say, if you have a knot and it's standing duch the bow, say echad good and you also chayev on it. And it's like the Rambam. And maybe you chayev. So that's the way that Rabbi Yashiv. If a scotch tip in a die, you'll be chayev or not. Lemaise, the machmirim shem machmirim, da'ainu, in the chemuna, kumt eis as a cheshmen that could be, you're not allowed to even stuff it inside. But Lemaise, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsi told me that azay dafkum in a rois lefide der chemuna, aber Lemaise, he can't say that it's also. If it's the Chamuna Hiches Kilayim, he says, Tak Yazay. But you can't say that it's also. That even the stuff inside would be a problem. For sure it has to be Epis holding it. But Mikomakay, what we know now for sure is, the vibe, before we start Hiches Kosher, that every shoe in the world is a normal kesher. Just the heter to tie shoes in Shabbos is, because we're doing it Lizman. But a person that doesn't do shoes Lizman, although he has his shoes from last week, he's not allowed to open his shoes in Shabbos. And the same thing is to pull the tzitzis. Now, Zog de Ramo, this is a kesher, we said, Lezman is mutar, for a week is the Rabbonon, and half a year is the Reise. Zog de Ramo, but we are choshes to shita sarambam, that maise umen is also. Zog de Ramo, every double knot is a maisa umen. We said before, a normal knot doesn't have to be double. Zog de Ramo, I'm choishish that every double knot is a maisa umen. The mele, a double knot, this is what everyone knows from when you're kids, you're not allowed to make a double knot on Shabbos. Das is bichlal nishkin iso de reise. It's to be choishish to shita sarambam that maisa umen lezman is also. People don't have, the shul doesn't do de reise. The double knot that every kid knows not to do, does is shita saramo, to be choishes to shita sarambam, that maise umen is also afilu lezman. Remember, you're not allowed to make a double knot in a shoe, because maise umen is also lezman. Now, so a lot of machmirim time, and if you see that, a lot of the machmirim, they have these coats, they have as a belt. In Shabbos, they make a double knot. Well, I saw last Shabbos a couple do. No, not Nidal Yabi Kesha. What? About, okay, after Siddur Shabbos, put on the coat. One, two. I saw. I saw every week I see. No, everyone. No, I don't know. Actually, the Aleph is in the Aloha. The same, I don't know. No, that's what I do. One, two. Yeah, we have to see. We have to see the chetinza. You never saw people do it? During the week, you don't. During the week, you don't do it. Chmesh Neimish. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So, what we're saying here, Taker, is not to do it. I've had not to do it. Not to do it. I rather not to make it. But to make a mechoes against the bochim that do it, we don't have to make a mechoes. Shemazam wanted to learn the tzchus on these people. Shemazam said in the old tichus, also people made us a double night. I don't know what they were going to do. He said that as they give a million Yerushalayim, for Chayyid brings down lepers, that when the Ramon meant a double night, he meant a heavy double night. Strong one. But if it's an easy one to open, das ist nicht kein meiste Umen. A lot of people in the shoe member, if the shoe, if it's not a double mamish, a double knot, it's a double knot, but not very strong, you can't call it a meiste Umen. Only if the double knot is like, ain't that the zweite, as they stark, das heißt a meiste Umen. So some people, yes, I'll mean lismich. Now, we'll go first, I want to go into the Londons first, aber wir gehen zu einem Prat, das ist wenig gerne Meisse. Wenig gerne Meisse. A lot of times you have a shoe in Shabbos. And the mistake, it turns over to be a double knot. So ähnlich an Ami, it's not a Kesher shel Kayomo. Aber we're learning now that the problem of a double knot is no Shaykh to the Kayomo or not. The problem is the also to make a double knot. And every knot that you're not allowed to do, and every double knot that you're not allowed to do is a aloche, and knot that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to open. So what do you do if your shoe became in Shabbos a double knot? So the Chazon Ish zogt that b'mokim tzar you're allowed to open it. Why? The Chazon Ish zogt as a loshen. Chazon Ish said that b'etzem the Ramo is wrong, kilu. Often the Gemoras mefuroshes that a double knot is not a maise umen. And you can't call it a kesher shel kayome because a person didn't plan to do it. But klal Yisrael were choishesh to the Ramo. They were only choishesh if you take it, do it. But if it happened to you, b'shoigeg, and now you're stuck with your shoe on, you're allowed to take it off. Dehainu. If you're not stuck with the shoe on and you want to put on the shoe, then, if you have different shoes, you're not allowed to open it. Even if it happened in a mistake in Shabbos. I'm assuming even if you have Shabbos shoes and weekday shoes, could be you have to wear the weekday shoes. If it's ready on your foot, and you can't take it off, other than you're a kohen and bikas kohenim, and you took off your shoes, and now if you don't open it, you can't put it on, then you're allowed to open it. Chaygan de Chazal will not make, kshiklal Yisrael kiblu alayu, Loi kiblu b'chai gavna. Loi kiblu b'chai gavna. This is the heter. But if, for sure, if you see it's a bit loose, sometimes you see the double knot, so then, it's time you're allowed to fix it. You can be saying what we said in the codes. If it's very tight, so then, if you're stuck with the shoe, the chazmish says, loi kiblu alayu, and lemaisi you're allowed to open the double knot. Let me get itzer a bissel to the lumbus. What is the melocha of koisho? The achroini wa tachkir. What is the heft of the melocha of koisho? Now we'll see the more protim. I just want to stick to go into the Indian. Otherwise we have to start mesudah from the lambdas. Tutz dodim in the melechas koisho. One tzad, the heft of melechas koisho is chibur. To mechaber one with two. No, Zalochev Teufel, Zalochev Boine, Zalochev Koisha. If you mechabel two strings, two things together, that is the Melochev from Koisha. Other name. The Hefze from Melochev from Koisha is Koisha. As if you're not allowed to write in Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a fire, you're not allowed to make a Maise Kesher. Not because you're attaching A with B. Not because Mechaber Aleph mit Beis. Ein Tzadis, Keshers, Chibu. No, via they, mit a Maise Kesher. Adonai. The Kosher, the Hefze is the Melechus Kosher. I'll bring enough Kamine, you'll hear the Shtigl more. In Kesher we said, the Yesod of Kosher is, Lezman is Mutar. Now, Teufel is a different melacha. Teufel lezman is mutar or not? Achlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, if kosher lezman is mutar, who had din Teufel? Because they learned the chefte of kosher is chibu. So they say, if kosher lezman is mutar, so you see chibu lezman is nishken chibu. Teufel lezman is also mutar. So as Rishonim say, what's the shaykhets? Maise kesher lezman is nishken maise kesher. Teufel is a melacha chibu. Chibu lezman is a chibu. So this is the Shaila. What is Meleches Kosher? So the Avnenezer learned that the Meleches Nishchibu. It's a Chafza for Meleches Kosher. And if state in Torah that Kesher Lezman is Mutar, so Al-Kocha Chazal know that the Chafza, the word Kesher, when it's Lezman, it's not a Kesher. If it's Chibu, Chibu Lezman is Nishkin Chibu. If it's kosher, kosher is man is nishkin chibu. Men zok da avdenezer, that roi lo oirer, she klar Yisrael don't know, mitzvah lefarsen berabim ve lo yidiya b'shar bas rabim, that if you take a tefillin from your friend, you're not yaitze mitzvah tefillin. Why? Because if you change the kosher to your head, and your friend is planning to change it back, so this kosher is lezman. So it doesn't have a shem kosher. So you have tefillin on a kosher, you're not yaitze mitzvah tefillin, וראיתי שרבים אינם יוידים, מצווה לפרסם הדובר. So שיטה זה אבנזר, if you take a tefillin from a gmach and you fix it with your head, you're not yet. Gmach maybe yes, because maybe they will never change it. But for sure if you take a tefillin from your friend, or from someone that in the, after it you'll have to change back the kesher to your head, then אבנזר, you're not yet. Because kesher is mad, it's nishken kesher. שלום זלמן says, ולא ראינו שחוששים לאבנזר, שלום זלמן is חוילק. And he says, no. So you have Maise Kesher. So the Maise, we have to know. A lot of people are choishes to shita the nezer. And if you have the nezer, it has to be your tefillin. You can't change the Kesher lefi yenem. Now, so ich will bring, the Maise weiss to is beide Sachen agirich. It's also a Maise Kesher and also a Maise Chibu. I want to stick it to be masked. The Ramot brings down, everyone knows the Aloche. We spoke till now on Kesher, you're putting two things together. So we said, Be'etzem, one Maise Kesher is enough. You need a double one to keep it not to run away. You need a double one, because if not, fell to the Maise Kesher. Or if you have a bow on top, it's also good. You have a tzar even pouring glue on it, it'll be good. What would be the Moshel if someone takes a string and he makes one knot? You take one string and you make it a knot. You pull it in. That's all. What? That comes out. No. Some people do a little kesher in the top of the tzitzit, they don't want it to open. That little kesher is a deraisa. It's not a double knot. What we said, there's no din of double knot. It's one knot. But this knot will never open. Right? You make it that kesher. Zog the Ramos today rice. The Nath community is not allowed to open it in Shabbos. A lot of times you find your tzitzis as that knot in Shabbos. You're not allowed to open it. It's even a Maise Umen, Zog the Ramos. Even as well, it's a Maise Umen. So strong, Mamish a Maise Umen. Mamish a Maise Umen. What? No, as a Shulta Giborim, it's a Maise Umen. That Maise Kesher is not connecting no A with B. No, it's not putting two things together. It's Mitzad Atzmoy. So we see that the Melocha and Shabbos of Kosher is Mitzad Atzmoy. What? Maise Umen alayin is not enough. It has to be Lo'ilam. Only the Rabbonim. Chazal Lo'Choshev. Shita Mishnah Brura, this we'll see is a big nafkamina. A lot of people are not choishishtu, don't know this halacha. Mishnah Brura holds that a kesher, that the minhag ha'olam to do it le'olam, even if you do it l'zman, it's also The le'olam doesn't mean what you mean. It means what the olam do. If the olam do this kesher le'olam, you're not allowed to do it l'zman. Mal we go to this halacha. Lechur, we see that it's totally in the Shem Maisa Kesha. In the Shem Maisa Kesha. A Kesha that the Welt macht le'olam, you're not allowed to do him even as man. This is Rayas that the Heft is the Maisa Kesha. Le'umas, then we have Rayas that the Heft of the Melocha is the Chibu. It's two Rayas. Shita sa Mishne Brure, B'Shem Magen Avrom, that when you have a Kesha, you're not allowed to open them in Shabbos, not only to undo the kesher. If you cut it with the scissors, you're also awesome. Why? You're not opening the kesher. Not only that, you have a knot, and you're cutting it in the side. That's also awesome. Why? Because the kesher was, when you make a knot here, it connects all of this side with all of this side. The kesher is in the middle, so you're not allowed to cut it in the side. If the melachas matir is time to break the ma'aseh kesher, I'm not breaking the knot. The knot stays in the middle of the string, and I'm cutting it aside. If it's a chibu, I'm breaking the chibu. This is from one hand, one raya. Second raya, Shita Sarambam, Poisel Chavolim Chayev Mitzad Koisho. If someone takes a string, every big string is made from a lot of little strings, and the tzitzis in the end, and you fix the tzitzis in the end in Shabbos, you Chayev Mitzad Koisho. There is no Maisa Kesha. Poisel chavolim chayim mitzad koisho. Mishkan ma'isa kesho. Putting the strings together. We see from the Rambam that he learned that the chesef and koisho is chibu. Zog the Rambam, that is eichen ha-chibu. That is eichen ha-ma'isa chibu. Bal. Yeah, but the Rambam zog was eichen. The Rambam zog was eichen atzur. Aber if it's given a ma'isa kesho, that's mishkan ma'isa kesho. So weiss tois, we said two rayas we bring. That it's a Maisa Kesha from Rosh Achut and from the Aloha that it goes with Fimila Ga'olam, not with the person. And Mitzad Sheni we see it's a Chibur from the Aloha, you're not allowed to cut a string, and from the Aloha from Poisel Chavoli. So Vaisto is Beda Zachanist in Kosha. Kosha you could Mechayev me on the Maisa Kesha, and Kosha you could Mechayev me on the Chibur. And Beda Zachan Agirech. Now, Bederach Agav, if we're holding Poisel Chavoli, it's bavus that Upshlem Zalman and Rebbe Yashiv and Asach Mer Poiskim halten that Poisel Chavolim doesn't mean Dafka Poisel Chavolim. Every twister that you have in the old and some of the challah bread cookies, you know, they come with a bag like a little twister for metal. So when you make the twister in Shabbos, you chayim mitzad Poisel Chavolim. Again, if you make it like a knot, Yichayim mitzad kosher. If you make, you twist the twister, Yichayim mitzad poisel chavolim. You buy your cookies. Inside the box, it comes inside a string, bag. And the bag is closed normally with a little twister. As a. To open this twister in Shabbos, or to close the twister in Shabbos, halt, Rebbe Yashiv, at least, it's chayim mitzad kosher. Well, Rebbe Shem Zaman also holds it's chayim mitzad kosher. Maybe next year we'll see that even if Shem Zalman holds it's kosher, he holds with a cookie box, you're allowed to open it. Aber, gerade if Shem Zalman is not with a cookie box. But chutz, for different reason. Aber, be a soldier, if someone wants to pack something for a couple of days, but as that whisper, it's very nice. Now, as a machlekes, how much times, different stories, different scholars, yeah, how much times this twister you're not allowed to close? They say one of the people said over a ma'aseh that he went and asked one of the Gdeli Yerushalayim, so if you're allowed to use a twister, so to one of them he said it's mutter, to one of them he said it's aser. So then they asked him. So he said, he asked Nazeich, he's like the mutter. He asked like this. I told him it's aser. Shala, how much you twist? Twist a little bit, and you can twist. But the words one or two came from a mistake of the Welt that people think a double knot is also in Shabbos. It's not one and two. You say. There's no one and two. He meant to say, if it's an amount that it's chapzach already, you could call it a poisel. If you know the mocker from where things are coming, so you have to look. If it looks like already a gemacht, a string here, it's a psile, it's also. If it's a little bit, it's not also. It's not one and two. People think that a double knot is also. So they think it's one and two. It's not one and two. L'umas dem remoshe fa'ayish yisem chas v'sholem. Das is koisha. Poisul chavoli mimach tashem chevel. Das heist hachevel. Aber lo meis, alle gdoile ha'poiskim mo machmir in it. So today we will say that it's also. Mit Hashem we will use the terem of Shlomo Zalman and different bags that Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to open. Then we'll start to use tzirufim as yenim paskin that it's mutter, yenim paskin that it's mutter. But because man, we're not using the tzirufim, so as that the vow we're learning that these things are not allowed to be done in Shabbos. This place of Chabad. What? Then you're allowed to. Pulling it off the bag, you're allowed. About we'll see. We'll get it still. Was it the vow today we're saying the Yesodis? So the vow we said the vow to Yesodis. We said the Chkir, what is Maise Kesher? The Chefza of the Chibur of the Maise Kesher. And the second Shiloh we spoke is, what is Paisel Chavali? Let me get a Drita Sofek Belondes. What would be if someone has to make a nap in Shabbos? He got a Glila. Now he heard cheer, he knows the Maise, you're not allowed to. And you think it's only the Rabbanon. If you get the Glile in Maftir Yoyna, the next Maftir Yoyna is not Hapor Chodoshim. What? It says that's Hapor Chodoshim. I didn't say Gantz Yor. It says Hapor Chodoshim. Because of that. Well, we checked once when it comes up. But as Yecheskel, it says Hapor, Maise Merkava. And you know, if you have some shuls in Simchas Torah, they take out all the Sefer Torahs. And that's true. Next time people daven the next Simchas Torah, or even if not, but they take out the other Sefer Torahs. So Mamash Hashanah from the Reise. Till now we spoke in the Rabbonon. No, Dvar Mitzvah. You got an Aliyah, you heard a Shir. I'm saying, next this week. So you go to the Shtiblach, upstairs, there's a minion that only opens in Shabbos. You got a Glile. What to do? So you say, I will come back Motzi Shabbos and I will open. Chumachin Atznai. It helps or it doesn't help. Because it's a lot like in Arab Dechkir. What? So I'm saying, so the Kashmir was forgot. After you read Maisim Rekova from Yechazka, from the Triyoso, so that time, after that, it's 3 months. Right? 3 months after that Maisim Rekova. Now this is the Kashmir. So because of the Shaila is, the Razei, so you're allowed to make a Kesher al-Das to open it. It's matzal you from the Aveira or not. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Nemtzach on Poshut that it's not matzal. It's a Aveira Gmura and it doesn't help. Rav Shlomo Zalman bring four Rayas. One Raya is Rav Kivei Eger's Kasha. Rav Kivei Eger steht nicht das hier, but we have to answer, and then that's all. Rav Kivei Eger fragt a Kasha. The halacha is if someone doesn't have a tzitzis in Shabbos, he's allowed to go with a beged without arba kanfes. But doesn't allow to. First Rav Kivei Eger, what is the problem to put on tzitzis in Shabbos? Put it on, al das, to take it off after Shabbos. The answer is, if it would not be Aveira, you would not take it off after Shabbos. That doesn't help. As the Gemara in Eruvin, if the Kinoir and the Beis Hamikdash, the string tore. So Gemara says, you can't make a knot to fix Nimo. Kinoir Shanikra Kuf Gimel. Kinoir Shanikra Loi Nimo. You're not allowed to fix it in Shabbos. Because it's a Kesha. For Rav Shlomo Zalman, make a Kesha, and open it once a Shabbos. As the Gemara in Eruvin, Amoitza Tfilin B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, if it's not Kesha, you can't carry it. What is the problem? Make a Kesha, come home, Motzi Shabbos, open it. There's another Gemara in Sukkah. You're not allowed to make Eged Shelulev in Sukkah, in Yontif. What's the problem? Make a Kesha, and have a dust to open it, Motzi Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Muchach from them, that this doesn't help. Why I'm saying that? What?
Why does Rav Shlomo Zalman bring Rav
from the Shabbos? Bal, coming to this Mishnah Berurah. Bal. Why I'm saying that? Lemoshul, we hold, so Rav Shlomo Zalman said that Ramo Paskin, that a bow on top of a knot, does his Kesher Deraisa, and the heter of the shoes is only because it's Lizman. What is a tie? So it's a different argument. Let me learn, as I say, B'derech HaMelech. Ma'amalch HaRabonon. Zokim Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the get of an our ties is like a bow on top of a knot. The mele, you're not allowed to make a tie if you don't. If you mashal a person that makes the knot, the tie, once in a half a year. I don't know how to do it, so I do it once. I leave it for half a year. Now, over Shabbos, in a mistake, I open my tie. Now, I can't do my tie again because I'm doing it for half a year. So what I'll do, I have a plan to open it Motzei Shabbos, but if it shows up, it doesn't help. Doesn't help. Other than Moshe, a bochur that does his tie every time, a bochur that opens it every time, so even if not Meshaneh. But some bochur do it before Shabbos, fix for the ganze Shabbos. Now I'm only ran to Mincha, Mincha, he put it like this, noch Mishgei Atzayit, noch Mincha, he wants to fix it. Normally Motzei Shabbos, he opens it 12 o'clock when he goes to sleep. He's not allowed to do it in Shabbos. As that person is not allowed to do a tie in Shabbos. No suffering about it. So this is for sure asur. So this bochur said, oh, I heard shir today, so for now, I will open it. But not because he really wants to open it. If Taki will change his habit, I don't know what the reason flagging the mumchim. But be a further, if he's opening it because so I'm saying till 7 days, yes shmokim l'lam etzchus. Because we said lekatchile, we said till 7 days, Mishnah Berurah says m'ikra din yes shmokim l'hokim. So the mele without me shrine at the other end that makes the time. What? No. Fakel, if the bell does it, you're not allowed to do it. But if Fakel, you're not allowed to do it. So my suffix is Mitzvah Shem, I'll think about the whole Shaila, I have a bocher by me for Shabbos. Now the bocher, normally I know he opens the tie the whole time. I'm allowed to ask him to do for me a tie or not. He's doing it for me. For me, it's a Kesher Deiraisa. Now he's doing it al das, but I will leave it. He's not planning to come soon to open my tie. No. Right. So the mele, so no, but mitzad sheni by him, a meister kesher of the tie, he's not doing loyal. He thinks the ties are made loyal. Yeah, what's up? But no, but he thinks that his tie, when he makes a knot of a tie, his das is to open it at when he finishes. So he's sure I'm also planning to do it. If he knows avada, then avada. I'm telling him, make a tie. He doesn't think I'm telling him to do isu. When I tell him to do a tie, he thinks I'm telling him to do avera deraisa. He's sure he's telling him I'm opening the tie. I had a suffix of meister. My tie opened in Shabbos. I didn't know what to do. But the eighth is I took his tie. Don't have any with her. And then, even if I planned, no, I'm out of it. Not the portion. We see some achmir in the Bnei Brak hold that if I take his tie and I'm not planning to open it tomorrow morning, so le mafreya I machshel him that he made a kesher. What? What? To make a tie, you're not allowed to, for sure, if it was Mekabel Shabbos. Yeah, but he's not doing Melocha for me. If he's doing it Le'olam, by him it's also a Kesher. Taita Shabbos, by Yelam is Nishkin Shabbos. If he's doing a Kesher for me, that's not my Kesher. It's not a Melocha. If you're doing it Le'olam, it's a Melocha. I'm just saying, I'm saying every time that a bocher does, he has to think what he's doing. If not, you could be poshut nichshul in ma'ase kesher with your shoes and your coat and your tie. I'm saying before we went into Zaytik Ezachim, you fix your tzitzis without realizing, and you put your ties in Shabbos. You're nichshul in ma'ase kesher. We'll get it. It's a lot. Yeah. Some people have pajamas that have that string that you tie them. And these things, most, as they mash in the post scheme, that people don't open it every night. They just slip it on and off. I'm saying, it's mamish, this novel motzu, this thing, the ma'aseh, if it opens in Shabbos and you tie it, the ma'aseh will be written right down that Pashas HaMelocha Deiraisa. Because this thing, normally you make a bow and a tie, and normally you don't open it. This is the minhag ha'olam. As I state in Pesach, the minhag ha'olam is that the godim sheyoshnim b'layla, sheyoshlim ritzua, shekoyishim ma'isa, as it is in the Pesach. Normally you take it off and on. This is the mitzvah. It's mitamol. If it's in the wash, you gave it to the wash, and now you're wearing it over Shabbos, it's open. It's like, you read the mitzvah, but the ma'isa, I'm saying praying to the mention very interesting thing, what I'm doing, I'm not doing a knot, I'm doing a bow and a knot. And not in the bow. Mamash loch de reise. der Bura Loche hat noch ein Chumre. Der Bura Loche sagt, that a Kesher that the Welt makes Le'olam doesn't help that you make it Lezman. A lot of times, nicht so emotional in unsere crowds, we have like a lot of fancy coats, all different things, we have like strings all different places. Also macht das all different ties. And then the minute Olam, you make it till it stays. If it opens, you make it again. The mele, as that coat, that the minute, no, it doesn't go medium, the pshat is, I'm saying, you see those strings, a lot of fancy clothes that have little strings in the sides, that you fix them. It's more much of the Freud's clothes, but it's, that's as that could be the guy today, Reise. No, I'm saying, if the people don't keep it and you keep it, it becomes Asur. Ich will Masber sein. No, no. Most people keep it for Shabbos.
What would you keep it
for Shabbos? So then, this is what I think also. I didn't say it because I'm not sure what is the Matthias. I also think that most people keep twice more for 24 hours when I'm not supposed to be allowed to do twice in Shabbos Bichlal. But again, I'm saying we're not Machmir on it because Be'etzem, these 7 days, we said it's only a Chumre. And Bir Aloch and the end of Shin Yud Zayin is Mashma that B'Shas HaTzorich, bit 7 days, you're allowed to be Maker. Maybe B'Tzir, that it's a Chumre, that who said a Tai is Take, a Kesh Al Gabe Aniva, some people say Tai is a Andozach, all different Kules. This way I want to speak to a person that does it over for 7 days, or a Bochus for himself to be Machmir, not to make a Tai, Bochus for 7 days. So this is the Yesodis. Mr. Hashem, next week we'll go to Shtikel Mord, Blineda, to the Protim of Kosher. You want a bissel, but it's a chorus of toiv, to say over for Reb Chaim Kreisveld, a stickle. Again, I'm using the Chetimtze, a stickle. I got the Nene Mehane. But I chap, b'shas ha-levaye, an interessante zach, that I wanted to share with you together. Chul Masber zan. I met Reb Chaim Kreisveld, I think, I met Reb Chaim Kreisveld, I think, 9 years ago. 10 years ago, maybe. The first time, I met him in the street. And I went over to him. And I decided I'm going over to him. And I'm speaking to him and learning till he invites me to his house. I'm not stopping to speak and learning till he tells me, oh, Chob HaNoich, come to mein Stub. But it's very again. I'm saying, Chzog, it's the Bedikduk, the Chavon. I want to say, Gvaldik Emais on it. I went over to him. Then he tells me, Ichob Avol, as er gizok to the Briskerov, and the Briskerov gizok mir of them, gut, 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 dreimal. Wie viel willst du zahlen zu Herrn der Wort? So I told him, gar nicht. Tell me, Chulmazbir, Avol, as Briskerov gizok, gut, 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 nicht talking price. Well, anyway, what I will pay is not the price. So you have to give it for me for free. So he told me, besides that, I will sell in the vault, but I will sell it, but the vault is not gerecht. What is the vault? It states in the parsha, you see in parsha's emor, Yain v'sheichor al tishte, you're not allowed to drink wine. Yain v'sheichor al tishte. A koyer is not... ולהבדיל בין התומר ובין התויר, ולהבדיל בין הקוידש ובין החויל, בין התומר ובין התויר, ולהוירס את בני ישראל. איזה איסור לפשטו יין, להבדיל בין הקוידש ובין החויל, בין התומר ובין התויר, ולהוירס את בני ישראל. It's three times in the last year of wine. בין הקוידש ובין החויל, בין התומר ובין התויר, ולהוירס את בני ישראל. זאת רעשי, זה הגמור עם קריסס. בין הקוידש ובין החויל, אלו דיני הקדשס וערכים. But the coin is not allowed to be שטוריין when he passes דיני הקדשס וערכים. ובין התומר ובין התואר, אלו דיני תומה ותאירה. The coin, the rov can't be שטוריין. ולהוירס את בני ישראל, זה דיני איסור והתר. The rov can't be שטוריין when he's passing. That's the reason the Moshe Mitzchak Yanke Fisher, let us say that, he does a half an hour. Because he drinks wine, and he knows people will come to Ashilas. So he makes a half a seder, half an hour, the whole little seder, he goes to sleep for half an hour, the wine goes away, then he starts to answer shaylos. Because some people are choshesh, la'aloche, even bizot manazeh, you're not allowed to paskin if you drink wine. So the Isur to Paskin, the Holiness is Bnei Yisrael, Ben HaTomo, Ben HaTor, Ben HaKdeshes. Frag the Chaim Kreis, Ben HaKodesh, Ben HaChol, it's a Dini, you're not allowed to be Shtur Yai. Ben HaTomo, Ben HaTor, it's a Chazad Din. The Holiness is Bnei Yisrael, Isur Beheter. Lechur HaTumah V'Taira is also Isur Beheter. Who you ask Tumah V'Taira? Right or the Rav? So it says, the Holiness is Bnei Yisrael, you can't be a Rav if you're drunk. You can't be a Rav, you can't Paskin Tumah V'Taira, Tumah V'Taira is also a Rav. Mr. Ekdeshes, Dina Erchim, Shume, Zandar Alochim. And what is it? Benatoma, Benatoma, you can't be drunk. And you can't be drunk, Benahoyres is Meisros. Doch the Zod Azach. So you want to say Pshat, in Rambam state, Yichis Tumas, that Metzoyro, you come to the Koyen. The Koyen sees a Nega. What will be if the Koyen is Amoretz? So the Alocha is, the Koyen goes with the Talmid Chochem, again with God Lador, and the God Lador stands and he tells the Kohen, this is the Nega. And the Kohen says, Tome. The Kohen doesn't know, have to know the Alochis. The Kohen just comes to the God Lador looks, in the Psaq, the Rav is giving the Psaq. So the Rambam name. Even the Tumah V'Taira, the Kohen can't be drunk. The man does it the Psaq. The Pasuk, Benatomo Benatoyer, it doesn't go and stand to the Vitaire, get off Mitzoyro, that the God Lador is the Paskinish. So he asked, I said, Viskarov Gizok, good, good, good. So I said, Viskarov is nicht gerecht, because the Rambam Zok, that this coin could be a filu shoite, a filu kot. The God Lador could go with a kid 2 years old, say, Tome, Tome. So we see the coin doesn't have to have a dot. If he doesn't have to have a das, why he can't be a shikr taker? What is the pshat in Xeris HaKosov? Why he can't be a shikr? So I told him, Dachtach, Chola Posh the Teres. Muzgrov is Yogirich. The halacha is a tesis in Ksuvis that if someone, Lamosha, drinks liquor, alcohol, it also can't be moire. Zag tesis of a zachiluk. And wine, if you drink Revis Yain, you're not allowed to be moire. If you drink whiskey, if you're shikr, sheni yochol edaber, he's not allowed to be meir. If he's not shikr, he's allowed to be meir. What's in the chiluk? So the lomdus is poshet. The halacha that a shikr can't give a psak, it's not because he's high, not because he doesn't know what is happening. Shikr is a goy. Shikr is treif. Hashem doesn't want a shikr. A kodesh baruch hu adayin is shechina imoy, a kodesh baruch hu doesn't want a shikr to be a rav. No, how you become a shikr is two ways. When you drink wine, you behefter a shikr. Andere Sachen, Hashem has rules what you get a shikr. If you become drunk, you become drunk. So behefter to be a shikr. So there's andere Sachen, as be a shikr to be a shikr. And wine is a aloche, as we drink wine, we're man a shikr. As they get us. Then you become a shikr. The man, if the Kohen drank wine, he's behefter posel. So we spoke more and more, Mishkan Afkamina. Tom, you're invited to my house. Maybe come to visit me. So I went to Tomim. Say no. I'm going to have an invitation. I went home to eat to the Shabbos. So I came in. I knock on the door. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. I got into my son, skipping a shtickle. Then he tells me, Ich bin so gede Ramayse, auf dein Beide Zedes zusammen. Rableib Govitz mit Rableib Lopian. He already found out who I am. Aber ich sage, ein Meister hat dann beide Seide zusammen. Nicht Material, weil ein Meister hat dann beide Seide zusammen. So I was going once in an airplane, he said. And in front of me was sitting Rableib Gurwitz mit Rableib Lopian. And they were sitting and declaring, was ist der Pshat in der amerikanischen Bochrim? Was ist der Pshat? So die amerikanischen Bochrim, they go to high school, ich weiß, where they go. They come to Israel, 18, heinz, the master is a bissel besser. Aber also ist gewinn Devils, so warte. They go to high school, to all different Sachen. Then they come to yeshiva, they start to learn, and mamish don't know even what side they hold the gemara. After 4 or 5 years, the mamish became normal yeshiva bochrim. You can't see a difference in between them, that the father of bochrim is learning from the time that he's a kid. What's in the pshat? How they make it? What's in the zog in pshat? That Americani are grace about the kishreinim. Other than they, so this reason in 4 years they catched up what the Israeli kids learned for 18 years. So from 25 to 30, they have to become Gdelim. Even 5 years, I think, this the Beit Reb Leiz was sitting as a clerk. So Reb Chaim went over to them and he told them, Rabbi Yisai, Tamifurish and Gemore. Say Gemore in Tainis Davar Mudbeis. The Gemore Zok in Tainis, one of the Amiroim came to visit his friend. When he finished, he told him, Em Shalachom Moshe Lemoad Dovar Daim. Laodom Shoyoilech Baderech, Voyotzom El Amayim, Veroev Lapeirois, וחם מהשמש, הגיע לאילון, אוכל מפירויסוב, שוסו ממימוב, נח בצילוי, אומר, אילון, אילון, במאה ועורכךו, פירויסכו מסוקים, צילכו נועה, אמס המים ובנס תחתכו, אלו ירוצים שכל נטיש יהיו כמו ישכו. אף אתו, בתוירו, הרי יש לכו. באוישר, הרי יש לכו. בבונים, הרי יש לכו. אלו היא רוצן שכל נטיר שנויתם יהיו כמו ישכו. פרק רב חיים. באושר יש לך. He was אושר הזה ויקוייך. בבונים יש לך. He had 12 good kids, שיפטי קו. אבל בתוירו יש לך. He was אמוירו. גם מברוכת זה זיין הזה והתנה. גם מברוכת זה זיין הזה ומאושר רבינו. What's this? אם בתוירו יש לך. What you have? You have more. They have more. The terrorists are like that. You can't give a bracha for Torah. Torah, you learn, you steig. He says, you see a very interesting thing. If you look around in the world, all the gute in Gilai, a bracha is a yoyis at the same level. Then look at all the gute or shishivas. Also the same level. One better. Then go to the gdolim. It's about general. You go back to Torah. You know, Tkufet Chofetz Chaim, Abkivei Egers. Oh, Amal, you know, the goin, Zagreb Chaim Valojina, Kerashbo, Ule Keramban. But normal, every group of tkufa, a pachas are the same. What's in the pshat in them? So it's a gewisse siyata dishmaya for every madrege. And every door in every madrege is a gewisse siyata dishmaya. To walk up from one madrege to the other madrege, this you have to work yourself. I mean, this is what he told him. Betoiro yesh lecha. You work till the end. You got all the siyata dishmaya. Now to become a different madrege, this I can't give you a brach. Mele, he says, and under the kufa, the bochim hot abas under siyata dishmaya. You start earlier, you start later. For sure, that's not the ganze cheshek. But if you work hard, even if you started later, if it's not your fault, I'm saying, if you now come with the ganze cheshek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not leave you behind. He'll give you the zelda siyata dishmaya to be like the other people. But you have to want. But that's the reason the people that really work on it, they really get it. Then he was telling me, There was 3,000 bochim in yeshiva. He remembers every name of every bochim, every name of every person in yeshiva. I told him, Reb Chaim, what's the ganze glick? You know, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Alt, Balpe, this is Golmish? A person knows 3,000 names? Tell me, he's a Choshev Roshiva. I'm asking, I take out of it. But you have to inspire this, you know, 3,000 names? So he told me, yeah. So this is Bavli Yerushalmi, Sinishkin Chochma. So I was like, Yishman, it's proud to remember Bavli Yerushalmi, even though I knew it word by word. The problem is to remember 3,000 names of different people. Don't see the godless. And I've been thinking of an andere mensch. They were telling me a maise, as Amori was going with Rebel Cholon Wasserman. And he asked Rebel Cholon, as he saw Rashi in Yevomis, Rashi talked in Yevomis, that Meisu Echov Machmas Mila, you don't make a Bris Mila. Why? I was asking him, Mr. Shai, Meisu Echov Machmas Mila, you don't make a Bris Mila. Why? Because only Shorosh Averes are Nidches Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. Shar Averes are not Nidches Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. The Mele, you're not allowed to make the Mila to your son. If two of the other sons, when you were Nifter, Machmas Mile, you can't make the third one. She'elech adobo, deche pikuach nefesh, ele gile harayish, v'chizdomim v'ratzicha. So he asked him, Melchonon, even if Louis Tzuyer Mile is deche pikuach nefesh, but you can't kill someone else, you can't kill your son. And Moshe, gile harayish is deche pikuach nefesh. You're not allowed to kill every shegit that mach gile harayish. You're allowed to be moist on nefesh, your nefesh. So even if Mila is deiche pikuach nefesh, but you don't have a heter to make a bris mila to the son. So Rabbi Chanan told him, so what do you want Rashi to write? So you know why you're not allowed to make this milah to your son? Because nefesh is only deicha your mitzvah, but not deicha someone else's mitzvah. So you'd come to ask me, and even if it's my mitzvah, but finish can gimel aveir? So what's the method for Rashi to schreiben? So maybe Rashi is schreiben aveir? Was ich will sagen eine Sache. Oh man, and like this. For 8 years I'd come to the house, Yemon Velayla, Yemon Velayla, hours, 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 I didn't stop to speak to Meloni. And the kids had to pinch me to go away, you know. He would not let me to leave. I would write to speak Tegas, and I felt very good, for sure. Ich will fragen a Schein. This is what I happened. I want to be happening to my dear. Mireto of a mensch, of Chaim Kreisvid, Bavli Yerushalmi, mamish, word by word, mamish, on, mit Lashonis, in ganz. A person has gedreitach by Rabbi Nachum Zembe. Gedreitach by Alamen. When he was a bocher 18, he knew Shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, word by word. That was the famous Meiser, you know, when he was running, the Germans chapped him. And they put a whole list of people before their caver. And they were shooting one by one. And when they came to him, he picked up his eyes to Hashem and he told Hashem, "All everyone was killed. He was the last one on the list, before the boy. That when he was a bacher, he had was a blind person in yeshiva. That was reitzach a room in the yeshiva there, and he didn't have a place where to sleep. So Reb Chaim gave him his bed for langit kufa, and he slept on tables and benches. A lot of zachen he said it came from that kufa." So he picked up his eyes to Hashem and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ich will lernen, ich will leben. I'm asking you, pay me the schus of that mitzvah in this world." And at that second, the German yelled, "Yid, Jed, I call him, run away. I don't want to kill you, just run away from here." And he left him like this and he ran away. I heard from him over 4 times in my life. A person, the stipler, he was telling me once on a letter that a stipler sent him when he married off his daughter. So the stipler sent him a letter that Be'etim is mechuyif to come to Chutzlar to his wedding. It's very known to him. So the stipler said, "In Chutzlar, it's people, I will come, I have a name of a God Lador in Eretz Yisrael. People will ask me shaylos. And people don't understand that I know maybe I have to learn. Aber ich mishkin has not book any other plats. And people will think, those are the guys that gdeli from Eretz Yisrael. And the zayin achilu Hashem. This type of writes in the letter. Ale, he married off all the stipends. Ain't he? He went great up by Aleman. I mean, we come to the writer of Shemazam and Neubach. Shemazam and Neubach. Red Chlor HaZevir of Kreisel. Sick of Kreisel. Asuk is every time. Rabbi Yashir, everyone's coming to visit. Mamish. It's great up by Aleman. Come to a younger man. How much he can speak to in the learning, yeah? And I'm coming and I'm planning that he will invite me. Let me say in a chvetish what I've said to him. Mechatesi he would invite me. Chvetish for what I've got is that meshugas. So machen as a sach. But I was so carried away that it worked, I didn't think twice. But let me talk to him, mechatesi a person will think to invite you. But a person was kol kulei chesed. Kol kulei to the tzveite chutz on the ganze godless. Chutz. People say, he made chesed with thousands of yisraimim, with almonis, with alekronis. There's no yosem in Yerushalayim for the last 20 years, I didn't get money from him. Mamish out. I'm not saying I like the chesed. Come tell you, a man that doesn't need a chesed. And he could realize that Yemen wants to get invited. Till now, chvei tishvi hazei. Nothing the godless. Nothing the godless. And no one person can't speak a little. You feel he wants shaykhs, give him shaykhs. Ich will nur sagen, eine Sache zum Eure sein Artikel des Chusoi. Das ist der Tracht der letzte Tag. Reb Chaim gekennt als Belpe. Als Belpe. If you saw Reb Chaim once davening, he would take a siddur. Reb Chaim knew every word by Shas Belpe. He would make a shayotzar, he would ask for a siddur to make a shayotzar. He never ensured every word. Matoivu, Oyolecho, Yaakov, Mishkinesecho, Israel, Vani, Beroy, Vazay, Nisha Fulu, the Siddur on the table. Beroy, Chazdecho, Ovoy, Visecho, Shtachov, and Chazdecho, Vazay, this is given off. You don't talk. Mila ba mila, kemoine margoliet, nicht psuke de zimra. Try, better at toivo. Chtake, vayli lo nishmose. Shachr is tomorrow. Try to say every word from the Siddur. Try. I could promise you will never manage. One davening. And you take it, don't remember every word. Who knows how much words we skip when we don't look inside. A person knows mila ba mila, yedot vot. Yedot vot. Mi meint alamo, look, yedot vay shas. Yena macht a fach hasodi. No, say that he has his milas. Try to daven one tefillah. So person will get used to. You have to machiach yourself. So daven is not only time to have a siddur in front of you. To read the words. Nicht zu arbeiten auf kavonis. To read the words. Matoivu olecho yak. It's from the siddur inside. You get used to it. Das ist davoy das tefillah. I think it's a little thing that we could take. Machen nach Chesed, und der Mensch hat gemacht, das Sache soll ihm das mit anderen. Nein, der Pitt didn't stop to learn, all of his life er gelernt lernen. Aber zu machen nach Chesed, zu nehmen die Davenen von ihm. Zu nehmen die Davenen. To try, ich bet, mach mir nach Chesed. Try tomorrow morning at least the Davenen like that. יש לך עוד יד משמעי already have. זה מור בן דן, בכל יש מפריע בזה. יש לך עוד... זאת אומרת, יביא למה שלא שבח, יביא אותם לתוכן, לא שבח, זה היה מור יד משמעי. If you got ready to where you can get. Why is she making the chalais?
And if the problem of chiba, why can't you take off the chiba? Why can't you take off the sister? The chiba, why is the chiba on the plastic? Why is the chiba on the twist of the plastic?
They're not mechubah, it's time around it, not mechubah. Like you can't love
the
plastic.
The more you twist the plastic, the more you twist the plastic around it.
The shayla is allowed to twist the plastic. I wanted the answer to open the little candies that are twisted the plastic.
Why?
Don't twist it. Come on. No one was mad. That's
that's not a psilocybin.
It has to be two zach.
Is it two
zach?
No,
twisted the plastic.
Two ends.
Two ends.
No one knows
the plastic like this.
You do it today?
Yeah, but every plastic is not two ends.
What do you take a bag, a plastic bag, and take a two things, twist the whole thing together? That's
the answer. None of that. A lot of times you have these bags, you know, you make a bag, a garbage bag. You make one knot, it also doesn't open.
I'm all about to speak, and you still have a plastic bag, and you do it overnight, and you stay late. It stays closed, one knot.
It could be not allowed to.
You can't even twist it? You can't even twist it. Is it about?
No. It has to hold, it has to be sure.
The psul shakers.
Shabbat, my name is Mishke Melocha. Do is Melocha. Melocha. Yeah, right. But if he's doing, but not that by him ties it out of Melocha. When he's making a kesher l'zman, it's not a melocha. But if he's doing my tie is oimer lo'olam, he's also not allowed to do azat tie. And Tosfos Shabbos, he's allowed to do melochas. Here this person is not allowed to do melochas. If he's doing it l'zman, it's not a melocha. But if he's not doing it l'zman, my tie is not made l'zman, it's oimer lo'olam.
No, yeah, but
it's two separate things. It's doing it for me, it's made no enough. It's a Shabbos, but he was moving because he was out of the Malacha from. Because maybe he's out of Quran fire now. He doesn't have the Issa to make Malachas now. Because he doesn't have the Issa to make Malachas now. Sam is allowed to do Malachas.
For him to make a
lot of things. But he's allowed to put on fire now.
For him to make a
lot of things
not for himself.
But before he was
becoming
Shabbos, it's not.
No, I'm saying on Shabbos for himself.
It's not. So for Yerim, it's also a Malachas. Because the Shabbos, he's not going to put on a fire, so it's not a Malachas.
What's the problem with the Keshach Aleinim? You know what
the Mitzvah. Why is there three ways to make him die?
It's wrapped with hot and saying, my diet, I'm going to stick it in, it's not.
Is it still hard? What?
Do the problem around
you do
that.
You do twice the same problem, right?
Is it double barker to the mashalman?
No.
So you put that shoelace, so no one ties double knot, you put that double bow.
No.
Double bow, you think?
You have a shoe?
You tie it now, you get a bow.
Open it, open it. Open it, open it, open it. They tie it now.
Who will we take it off?
Pass it now. This is a kesher. This is a nivah. It's open. It's
a
ball. This is, I know what it's saying.
This
I have a tiny not allowed to do in China. This is not allowed to do.
It's a cash.
I can't tell it's a remark.
Maybe it's a little kid that
he did a bow and bow.
He opens up one hand. The mistake is that people are home like a male passing them.
You think you call, they're about to call.
That's a normal
case.
That's just your person, come on.
Usually, I'm tired of doing that when you walk.
Yeah, it's not a person,
come on.
It's probably the shit.
I can't listen to talk.
This is not me.
If the problem of the shikras is that Hashem doesn't want to shikras from a mitzvah like Hashem wants.
No, it's not the guy. Shikras of sin.
Hashem told you to drink. It's a mitzvah.
Tell him to drink. You tell him he has to wash his hands when he's doing his test mitzvah.
Oh, it's mitzvah.
But the mice we are talking is mice and mutter.
What's the video? Why you have to make an analogy?
You have to know how much string you have. If you have a long string, you go round and round, like these big ones that have a whole list on it. Or if you have a little string.
Someone ties a shoe Shabbos morning, you come to the mass and lots of Shabbos, and you leave up the whole night. No, the night you shouldn't tie your shoes.
Pashtus now, but this is my whole favorite
time. When he ties his shoes, he knows, that's what Rabbi Sponge
says. When he ties his shoes in the morning, he knows he's got the home on Shabbos. He's not doing it now. So Shchanoch HaRav on it, that if it will come over a week, he has to be machna. If the month will come 7 days, so it's the Rabbonah, not because of the day. Even if it's the Rabbonah, he says, because man is the suffer kesher of the Rabbonah only asks the Neder, the kesher that he has a das lehedya to make for a week. But if he doesn't have a dance lahedia, if he's a master, the shchalach harav wants to raise me. No, he's paying to take till after shachar.
He came out. He asked, what did you ask him? So like, make these options. What's that, Gizot? Yeah, Mutter. What's that, Gizot? Nick, Mutter. So what they asked
him? He himself
Morgenstein.
I heard a story before all this that exists. No.
What?
I heard a story when I was a kid, 10, 20 years old. Wait, 20? And then,
Who's
the
candy? Why didn't you give it to the tiny, not the shrimp?
because the class members should become one.
They have
the
bread like
you
have over here
in
H12. They have
that
little, like,
this is
garbage.
I know. Enough
of
this.
The twister on Shabbos.
That is twister.
It's
like a little metal.
They say that because you're not turning around the chart.
Garbage.
And whenever you take a bag and do with a bag, like this with a bag. And you have a bag, you want to show it, you want to do.
If you do like this, it's like it, yeah. This is one of the rites, I didn't go into it. And they said it's kesher, it's a nice kesher, not a chibur. But if a chibur, that's the name of a chibur. Because the chibur, you can take...
The best way
to... Yeah, because the chibur, two things like that.
That's how I call it.
Basically, you buy cookies back and all these things. A lot of people open them in Shabbos. You don't have twisted. Shabbos says the kesher is not. Sometimes it takes more from a couple of days. It's from Shabbos to container and Tfirah is not. All these things that it's only to be open. And the whole is, if we say Pesach Chabolim is a Maisa Uman, Maisa Uman is also even as one. You have to see why Pesach Chabolim is also. If it's a Maisa Uman, also even as one.
Like this. Not tight,
slow
that
way,
it doesn't pull on all the way.
I hold it with Recently I got very scared. I hold it with
No, because mine always does. I mean, even if I do very tight, it's
I know, but maybe you don't want it to run till the end and shop.
I just don't want it to come off, because then they all start coming off.
I have some set on your case, but don't issue it, all this the whole time. Only my saloon.
I even do it at night because I don't want to be dumb.
Because when I say Mishabua, then you Mishabua says you love me.
Right, I might be going down, but if I'm morning call, I have to do it again.
Chaznish Tzitzis was made for him by night. Chaznish Tzitzis was made for him by night.
How are we doing what he said, you know, going around and then afterwards tucking it in like this?
Also, we allowed it. Not enough, not enough.
Kids choose in America, they have clips they put on after the bowl.
But no, Pais is not a Maisa Uman. Maisa Uman is not.
One thing I remember as a kid, I
could
go to the top of the board,
just go
on top of
the shoelaces. Thank you, man, that was good. Yeah, but it's a little bit of oil. But if for sure it's not a chelif in the kesher, it's another zach.
Best thing is price football.
Kasher is a chitza. So shalit, if you say shalit, it's a mitzvah, Kesher, without opening the Kesher, and some of the foolish as I was talking about. Like, that's the fact I have to check out before I print. Like, it's shame, shame. Maybe we'll forget this.
Yeah, the Kishma is better than Matthew and Yeshua the Gansa Yoy.
So we have to.
Every comment they make is one Kesher at home.
What?
How you make it. Bottom line is
the
last Kesher
at home. What? No, it's not supposed to be the last one. I'm actually having the first one. And no, because the bow on top of the tie and I'm high for the bow.
There's no bow, there's one Kesher.
Where?
Many ties is two parts. So this part, I see most of you do. You wrap it out once and twice and you slip it in. So that slip in is the Kesher. Hit the two pieces.
I explained. So I'm going to explain Pashkas. You're right. But it's a Kesher that holds. Yeah. Exactly. You say that I'm have a Kesher, it doesn't mean that people are asking why a tie is a new one of a Kesher. I don't think that I'm not tied to that club, so I never come close to that with a tie.
What's the mice?
No, the vote is, it's not because the tie is a knot with a bow. The deal is the tie is like a tie with a knot with a bow.
You know it's not that sort
of. Yeah, because the vote is a cash of the hole.
Mice, could you change the Friday night you came to Mincha?
They said someone of Riyashi told him, it's Mamash of Mice Woman.
The knot has to hold, or the loop has to hold something.
The knot has to, the tie has to hold.